Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. A Republican candidate to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate, Herschel Walker, had this analysis of global climate change this week. And I'm quoting here. Since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China's bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good air space. Then, now, we got to clean that back up. End of quote. Please note that this was not a casual remark caught on a hot mic, but part of a prepared campaign speech. A few years ago, if you had presented this as a satire of political speech, you would have been accused of going over the top. Today, it's not even an outlier. We are awash in a sea of inanity, bombarded daily with statements that are stunningly ignorant, stupid, incoherent, malevolent, and toxic. A sickening number of politicians make such statements every day, and an army of knuckle-draggers amplifies and spreads the garbage around the world. How did we get here? Well, I'm glad you asked. Not so long ago, in a galaxy not so far away, just inside the entrance to any means of publication, from newsletters to newspapers to magazines to local and network television shows, there was an editor. Anyone who submitted an article or item or idea submitted it to an editor. If it was a crackpot conspiracy theory, the editor spiked it. If it grammar and punctuation made it read like it was translated from a primitive language by an inadequate computer, spiked. If it was not properly sourced, ditto. If it was a bitter personal attack, goodbye. Broadcasters were once required by the FCC to offer equal time to anyone who had been attacked on their air. If the diction was perfect, the grammar excellent, and the spelling flawless, but its ideas and conclusions were deranged, spiked. In such a system, in which I worked for most of my career as a writer, editor, and broadcaster, a radio program such as Rush Limbaugh's or a cable network such as Fox News would have been impossible. Unthinkable, actually. Note from editor, that's a sentence fragment, not allowed. Note from writer, bugger off, this is the internet. Then came Facebook and all the other internet platforms known as social media. Suddenly, the entire lunatic fringe of the country, which has always been about 20% of the population, but which had until then been resolutely rejected by editors, had untrammeled access to a global audience for whatever drivel they could conjure up. Note from editor, that should be up with which they could conjure. Writer, bugger off. Suddenly, thousands and thousands of people who did not know the difference between an apostrophe and a catastrophe had in their spare bedrooms everything necessary to produce radio broadcasts, videos, and essays, and make them available to the world. The fact that they did not know how to do any of those things did not deter anyone, nor did the fact that they had nothing to say that made any sense. And the deluge came. What can we do now? Probably nothing. Any suggestion of limiting in any way this steady flow of garbage is met with loud cries of authors' God-given constitutional right to impose their idiocy on the world. They have always had freedom of speech under our Constitution. Now they expect freedom to be heard. That's different. It's not just the misinformation. If the lifeline that connects us as human beings and allows us to at least begin to understand each other, I'm talking about language, is corrupted and rots, and becomes as incomprehensible as Herschel Walker, then we are all lost. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.